We lead with a Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk dispatch from Ferguson, Missouri.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Missouri's governor early today ordered the National Guard to Ferguson, Missouri, the St. Louis suburb hit by more protests and tear gas well before last evening's curfew. Just over a week ago, police there shot and killed Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager. Ferguson is a town that, like many cities, has low-income areas and sections experiencing a kind of economic revival. Different types of protests have sprung up in those different areas, but across the city, there are lots of questions, primarily about how the authorities value the lives of African-American men. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King reports from Ferguson.
When the man with the trumpet finishes his song, he raises his arms and lowers his head. He's one of many demonstrators who've been gathering in a parking lot across from the Ferguson police station every day. About 100 of them have turned out, despite the rain, for a prayer vigil.
We cry out today, Lord God. We cry out today, Lord God, for pain, Lord God, for freedom, Lord God, for justice, Lord God.
The demonstrations in downtown Ferguson have been peaceful. Traffic is flowing normally, and businesses and the Saturday Farmers Market are open as usual. The city has made efforts to bring new businesses to this part of town, and they seem to be working. There's a wine bar, a bike shop, and a bakery. The noise from the demonstrations doesn't disrupt people chatting over dinner on the patio of the Ferguson Brewing Company. Less than 2 miles away, not far from the apartment complex where Michael Brown was killed, more demonstrations.
No justice, no peace.
In this part of town, traffic is thick. Business owners are boarding up their shops. A Quick Trip convenience store was gutted by fire when looting broke out here. The Ferguson Police Department has said that Brown was a suspect in a robbery. But people here don't trust the police. Jamiko Rich, a friend of Brown's, is clutching a pack of skinny cigars, the item Brown allegedly stole.
His life was worth more than this. His life was worth more than this. He could have stole a million of these. He still didn't deserve to get shot. This is a cigarillo. It costs $1.08. This gave him a motive to shoot somebody. It don't matter if he stole a million of these. His life wasn't worth it.
In a little over a week here, life has changed. Some nights, protesters and police clash violently. This weekend, the governor of Missouri ordered a nighttime curfew to be put in place, and many businesses closed early, all of which adds up to bad news for working people. One of Rich's three jobs is at the nearby McDonald's. Since the unrest started, he says he's lost shifts there.
The day before yesterday, the police stormed in there while I was on the clock and told everybody we got a minute to get the f*** out of there. The manager told everybody clock out.
He wants better from the police, not just because he's a part of this community, but he says because their salaries come from taxpayer dollars. And he's a taxpayer, too. In Ferguson, Missouri, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
The accountants PricewaterhouseCoopers will reportedly pay a $25 million fine and face a 2-year ban on some consulting work. The firm had been paid to do a report into money laundering, Iran, and Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi. The allegations by New York authorities are that Pricewaterhouse watered down the report. The New York Times is reporting the settlement will come later today. Death toll from Ebola in West Africa is just over 1,000 people. But the World Health Organization says the scale of the crisis appears to be, quote, vastly underestimated. Hardest hit are Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. But the outbreak has also spread to Nigeria, and the government there has declared a national emergency. The BBC's Tomi Oladipo has been out in Lagos to see how that capital city is dealing with the outbreak.
At the Murtala Mohammed International Airport, a flight has just arrived and there's a crowd of passengers standing around the baggage claim area waiting for their bags coming down the conveyor belts. But before they get here, there are desks where the customs officials wait for them. And as the passengers' documents are being checked, they're also being screened.
My name is Peter Olufemi Joseph. I am the head of environmental health. The people who are screening are under my command. When passengers arrive, they observe them, take their temperature, because the temperature is a primary indicator of illness. Though that does not necessarily mean that that person has Ebola or not.
My name is Mr. Taylor Richards, Chief Environment Health Officer.
What exactly has just happened here?
We saw a passenger coming in, and then he's coming in from Accra. He has a medical report stating that he's been treated for typhoid. So we have to stop him so that we allow our medical team to review him.
Is this somebody just coming with the letter, or did he show the signs? I mean,
no, he didn't show the signs. Just came in the letter. I think
just a precaution.
It's so nice for him to have come up to tell us. That is to show how conscious everybody is, and is really helping us.
I beg, if you don't get this kind of sign them for your body, and you don't work out for like 2 to like 21 days, you make you rush go submit yourself for hospital.
The government, as well as private institutions, have been carrying out awareness campaigns to keep Nigerians alert against the threat of Ebola. Nigerians are now changing their habits in the hope of staying safe.
First, you have to abide by what the government said just to protect your lives. And they give out some issues that you should use, like a hand sanitizer to clean your hand. Anytime I just move out from my office, I have to follow the rules and the procedures.
Tomi Oladipo from our partner, the BBC, reporting there. And don't say no one warned you. Quartz has an online piece noting with nervous concern that the men's denim suit may be coming back. The Ralph Lauren Spring 2015 collection has a hipster denim suit and a business one. If you keep an old denim pants and jacket combo in your closet, give it a try today and see if anyone thinks you're ahead of or behind the curve. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.